家好，欢迎来到小豆包英语故事，我是主播高小可。今天我讲的这个 The Smallest Cow in the World 是由南京的刘里奥小朋友推荐的，谢谢他。
大家好，我是南京的刘里奥小朋友，我特别喜欢听 The Smallest Cow in the World 这个书，希望小可爱小朋友们听。
Marvin Gates lived with his father, and his mother was his sister May, on Brock's dairy farm. On his farm, Mr. Brock had two dogs, 8 cats, and 97 cows. One was the 97 cows, was named Rosie.Rosie was the meanest cow in the world. She bit the big dog. She switched May's face. She stepped on Dad's foot. She pushed Mr. Brook against the wall. Nobody liked Rosie except Marvin. I love Rosie, he said.She is the most beautiful cow in the world. Ha, May said. You don't feed her. You don't wash her. You don't milk her. You don't shovel her mane. She doesn't butt you. She doesn't switch you. She doesn't step on your foot. She doesn't push you against the barn wall. That's right, Mr.You don't know anything about Rosie. Yes, I do, said Marvin. I know Rosie is mad because Mr. Brook took away her cow. You are the best boy in the world, May said. Mr. Brook always takes the cow.That spring, Mr. Brook said, I'm going to sell Rose. That's good, May said. But she was wrong. I'm getting too old to farm, Mr. Brook said. I am going to sell everything to move to a sunny place. Marvin's father was sad. He had to find a new job. Marvin's mother was sad.She had to leave her garden. May was sad. She had to leave her school and all her friends. But no one was sad as Marvin. Rosie is gone, he cried. Dad gave Martin a hug. Mom gave Martin a kiss, but Martin did not stop crying.Don't cry for Rosie, May said. She is the meanest cow in the world. Marvin cried louder than ever. Soon the Gates family moved. Dad worked hard on his new job. Mom planted a new garden. May found a new friend named Jenny. Everyone was happy except Marvin. Marvin needs a pet.said Mom. Do you want a kitten? No, said Marvin. I want Rosie. Do you want a trunk? Dad asked. No, said Marvin. I want Rosie. Don't be a crybaby, May said. There are 121 cows on this farm. Find yourself another cow.I don't want another cow, said Marvin. I want Rosie. Too bad, May said. You will never see Rosie again. Marvin looked at May. He stopped crying. That's good, May said. But she was wrong. The next day, Dad looked at the tunnel. It was cluttered with scrubbing. Mom looked at her new garden. all the flower were pulled up. May looked at her books. They were all over the floor. Rue went to look for Marvin. Dad was worried. Mom was worried. May was mad, very, very mad. Marvin, she yelled, I'm going to get you. Marvin was sitting in the field. He was smiling. Don't be mad at me, he said. I didn't do anything. Rosie did it. Rosie? Yes, he said. Marvin, said May. He was the dumbest boy in the world. Mr. Brooks stole Rosie. She is far, far away. Stop, Marvin yelled. You nearly stop on Rosie. She pointed at the grass. There is nothing there, May said. There's Rosie, said Marvin. She came back, and she got a smile. How do you know it is Rosie? Mom asked. She is black and white, said Marvin. Oh, said Dad. And, said Marvin, she is the meanest cow in the world. I thought Rosie was the most beautiful cow in the world, said May. She used to be, Marvin said. Now she is the meanest. Oh, Mom said. What happened? She didn't want to move, said Marvin. It's no fun to move. And she doesn't like being little. It's no fun being little. But how did Rosie get so small? Asked Dad. Her new owner was a witch, said Marvin. Rosie did not like her. Rosie bothered her. Rosie with her face. Rosie stepped on her foot. Rosie pushed her against the barn wall. The witch got mad. She turned Rosie into the smallest cow in the world. Well, Mom said, I think Rosie needs a barn of her own. You are right, said Marvin. Someone might step on her or she might pull up. More flowers, said Mom. She might draw on more walls, said Dad. She might tear on more books, said May. Yes, said Marvin. She is very mean. Dad got a little brown bottle. He poked some holes in the lid. Here, he said. Here's a nice dry bone of Rosie. Rosie liked her new home, said Marvin. She will not be mean anymore. Marvin was happy at least. That's good, May said. But she was wrong. Marvin played with Rosie all summer. He talked to her. He fed her grass. He milked her. He took Rosie everywhere, even to bed. Marvin, Mom said, school begins next week. You will be very busy there. Why don't you leave Rosie with me? I can't, said Marvin. Rosie wants to go to school. She wants to be the smallest cow in the world. Oh, said Dad. Oh, said Marvin. Uh-oh, said May. Marvin took Rosie to school. All the other kids laughed at him. They laughed at May, too. She was a girl. There is the girl with the crazy little brother, a boy said. Do you have a cow in your pocket, too? A girl asked. Moo, said another girl. Moo, moo, said another boy. May did not know what to say, but her friend Jenny did. You kids are dumb, Jenny said. You don't have any imagination. Marvin has a great imagination. Jenny gave May an idea. After school, May said, Marvin, I've been looking at Rosie. She can't go to school anymore. But she wants to, said Marvin. She wants to get smart fast. She wants to have to wait. May said, Rosie is going to have a cow. Marvin peeked to Rosie's barn. You're right, he said. He was smiling, and he looked sad. Will anyone take Rosie's cow away from her? He asked. No, Mom said. Rosie and her calf will live together always. But Rosie can't go to school now, said Marvin. That's okay, Dad said. She knew how to take care of her calf better than anyone. Will you always like Rosie? Marvin asked May. Of course I will, May said. I think she is the most beautiful cow in the world. We all love Rosie, said Mom, and she gave him a kiss. Will we take her with us if we have to move to another farm? Asked Marvin. We will never leave her behind, said Dad, and he gave Martin a hug. May said, no matter how small she is, or where she lives, or if she's smart or dumb, Rosie will have Dad and Mom, and you and me, and the smartest calf in the world. She will never be lonely again. That's good, said Marvin, and he was right. 故事讲完了。如果你想听到更多英文和中文原版故事，欢迎添加小可的个人微信公众账号"小豆包英语故事"，欢迎添加。再见。